Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The following is an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and is a high-fidelity, all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.
Time for Area High School Baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. This is the Area High School Baseball pregame show on the exclusive broadcast home, the Show Me Sports Network. We'll recap last game's highlights and set the stage for first pitch, all while we get set to bring you the exciting play-by-play action of Area High School Baseball. The best broadcast coverage in Mid-Missouri is on the air as Blake Gazaway and the crew are ready in the broadcast booth. Exclusive pregame coverage of Area High School Baseball is brought to you by
Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios.
The excitement is building in the stands and the tension is rising in the dugout as first pitch is just around the corner. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Area High School Baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. Now here's the voice of the Show Me Sports Network, Blake Gazaway.
Well, hello and welcome in to the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Boonville versus Eugene baseball. It's the Eugene quad here from Eugene. And, well, it's the exciting game. It's the 2-0 squads who face off against each other. Both of them won their first two games against Waynesville and Hallsville. And now they are taking on each other to see who will be the ultimate champion of the Eugene quad. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today, and we are going to be seeing these two teams kind of take each other, and I expect a very good game here. I'm excited to see how this one's going to turn out, and a little surprisingly, we're seeing Eugene actually as the away team, despite being the hosts here. So, got to switch up my scorecard a little bit, but nonetheless, we're still here, and we're still ready to go, and pitching today for Boonville is going to be number 18, and that is Evan Bishop on the mound. Bishop will not be batting in today's lineup, so he will be strictly a pitcher, whereas the pitcher for Eugene will actually be batting second. So a little bit of an interesting thing to take a look at as that pitch is in there for strike number one to start off the game. Batting first is Sam Schulte as that one's popped up in the air. Going over to second base and making the catch is the second baseman. That's Chase Chamberlain. Now Ryan Lepper steps up to the plate. After Schulte popped out, first pitch is going to be in there. Never mind, that's going to miss for ball number one. Again at the plate, it's Ryan Lepper. Lepper played really well in that first game of today. That was the 11 a.m., well, supposed to be 11 a.m. first pitch, as that one's rifled foul into the left field over the fence over there. Two balls, one strike on Ryan Lepper. That pitch swung on, sent over to second base. That second baseman getting a lot of work. Chamberlain throws over to first base and gets the out. So pretty quickly, two away here in the first inning. And stepping up to the plate now is going to be Cole Bradley. Bradley playing shortstop today for Eugene. He'll be looking to provide some offensive help now. First pitch is in there for strike number one from Evan Bishop. Here's the 0-1. That one is going to just miss for ball number one. Now it's a 1-1 count to the shortstop. Here's the pitch. That one swung on and smacked foul over the dugout. And it brings it to a 1-2 count. Behind the plate is Lance Haynes for Boonville. Here's the pitch. That one's high. A nice snag by Haynes behind the plate. Although, again, nobody on base, so doesn't really matter if he let that go and hit the backstop, but a 2-2 count nonetheless. Here's the pitch from Bishop. That one's in the dirt, bounces off, and goes back into the fencing. So it remains 2-2. Goes to 3-2. Evan Bishop on the mound. He raises the leg. He goes across, and another foul ball here to stay alive from Cole Bradley. The seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. I mean, that's pretty impressive to be able to work the count this early. Definitely nice for the team. That pitch swung on, hit high, trailing over to the right side. A bunch of people trying to get around it, but none of them can make it to the ball. And that's going to be a two-out single for Cole Bradley. A way to work the count and get himself on base, and it's going to bring up Colby Wren. And it sounds like they're playing a walk-up song of California Girls by Katy Perry. An interesting walk-up song. You don't often, you know, hear that too often. Colby Wren swings and fouls it straight back, kind of under his feet. Sometimes dangerous if that can bounce off your shin, but it looks like it didn't hit him. That's good to see. Instead, it'll just be a 0-1 count to Wren. Wren playing first base in the game today. He played that in the earlier game as well. Evan Bishop taking a while to stare down the runner on first, and he'll fire and miss. Makes it a 1-1 count now. Colby Wren with the good eye. Bishop comes with a lot of speed on his pitches. They're coming across the plate very quickly. He fires that one's high and outside, makes it 2-1. Here's the pitch from Bishop on the 2-1. It's in there for strike two. And now the count even at 2-2. And Eugene looking to take some of their advantage right now, and they've got a runner on first. They want to move him if they can. And holding back just barely, man. Impressive to be able to hold back on that check swing the way he did. And now the count is full. It's 3-2 after the high heater missed. Leading off on first base, Cole Bradley will be taking off as soon as this pitch is thrown. And a swing and a miss by Colby Wren. And he goes down on strikes. And that will do it for the top of the first inning. At the end of that one, no runs on one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. It's 0-0 at the middle of the first inning. We'll hit a quick break, and when we come back, we've got the bottom of the first inning. Boonville steps up to the plate here as they take on Eugene. We'll be right back with more baseball for you here on the Show Me Sports Network in just a moment.
Since 1951, Wren's Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Wren's Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Wren's Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
Welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of more area high school baseball. It is Boonville versus Eugene on the airwaves today. We're in the bottom of the first inning. It's 0-0. And on the mound is Ryan Lepper for Eugene. Lepper grounded out in his plate appearance, but was very good offensively in the first game of the day for the Eagles. He'll be looking to provide some help defensively now, and on the pitching mound, he's been very good for them so far. We'll have to see how this one goes. Due up for the Boonville Pirates, it starts off with Dakota Troost. He'll lead off. Behind him, it's Dakota Williams, and then Bennett Greenhagen is batting third. So all three of them due up in this inning. And then Isaiah Hauptmann is in the cleanup spot for the game today. And now it appears that he is ready to go. The catcher going back behind home plate. And the catcher being Mason Koepker. And play ball is called as they are ready to go here. First pitch is going to miss for ball number one. Looking to perform pretty similarly to his opponent there, as that one's popped straight up incredibly high. Coming back down, there's two people right there and not able to make the catch as the first baseman. And Wren had kind of called off the second baseman, but wasn't able to make the play there, so an error on him. And Dakota Troost, after the first pitch, will be able to reach first base. Now it brings up Dakota Williams behind him. Williams pitched the first game for Boonville today, and he pitched incredibly well. Kind of go back to Dakota Troost. He was phenomenal. He reached, I believe, all four times for Boonville in their last game. He was a huge asset to them and is already on base here. And he's taken off for second base. The throw down. Oh, a great throw, and he's there. Oh, and they're going to call him safe. They're going to call him safe over at second base. The shortstop came up and took the ball away from the second baseman and applied the tag, and incredibly close play over there at second base. I don't think you can get much closer than that. And having a little discussion over there. And the umpire's talking with the coach over there. And now they've got it cleared up. They will call it a stolen base for Troost. So a 2-0 count now to Dakota Williams. And a swing and a miss there, right over top of the pitch from Lepper. Lepper also has high velocity on his pitches. So far, not too bad of placement from it. He's been in control for these first few pitches. Although, did bring up a 2-0 count, although he had a runner on, and a pitch that is just below the strike zone right there. Again, probably where he wanted it, just couldn't induce the swing from Dakota Williams. Sometimes there are pitches where you're not trying to necessarily hit the strike zone and you're trying to get them to chase, and that one of them is that pitch is in there for strike number two, and it fills the count. It's 3-2 to Dakota Williams. That pitch swung on, sent into right field, going back and making the play is the right fielder. The throw back in, Troost is over to third base, and he will stay there after tagging up. And that'll be a sacrifice fly for Dakota Williams over into right field as Dakota Troost advances over to third and puts himself 90 feet from the first run of the game. See if he can end up coming across and scoring as Bennett Greenhagen steps up to the plate, the right-handed batter. First First pitch is going to be a little bit low to him, but it hit the strike zone, and that'll be strike number one on Greenhagen. A great breaking ball from Leper. Made it so he didn't really know where that pitch was going to hit. Now the pitch, that one is going to miss outside for ball one, evens it 1-1. Here's the pitch. That one's in there for strike number two. It's 1-2 count to Bennett Greenhagen. Runner on third base, one out. Still in the bottom of the first. It's knotted at zero. The pitch, it's just high for ball two. That one, again, very close to that strike zone. And a risky one not to swing at, but the right decision from Greenhagen. The 2-2 pitch, a breaking ball falls inside, and now the count is filled 3-2 again. Back-to-back plate appearances where Boonville's been able to load the count 3-2. Seems like we might be having some high pitch counts in these games. Both teams very selective at their pitches, and that is going to be taken for ball number four. He makes his way over to first base, and now there's runners on the corners with one away, getting into a dangerous situation. Although, again, you got to think about this. Maybe the walk, not the worst thing, because it does put into a possibility a double play. A ground ball double play could happen in this case. So maybe, again, maybe not the worst thing to have Bennett Greenhagen make his way over to first. Isaiah Hauptmann steps up to the plate and immediately taking off for second base. He fires down, and the throw not able to apply the tag. Man, we're seeing some good throws from this catcher back there. That's Mason Kempker. He's got some real firepower on his throws, but just hasn't been able to get one of those pickoffs just yet. And now everyone getting set back up. It's a 1-0 count to Hauptmann. Here's the pitch. That one's in there for strike one. And now that you got a runner on second base, you do not like that situation. As I mentioned earlier about maybe the runner being on first a good thing, now it's not a good thing at all. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball in there for strike number two. It's 1-2 to Hauptmann. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, sent over to second base. He's looking home. He makes the throw, and the catcher's there. He's safe. The ball is not in his glove, as Kempker wasn't able to keep a hold of it. He would have applied the tag if he was able to hold on to the ball. It was very close, and a good slide there, and everyone is safe. That's going to be one of those fielder's choice plays that ends up having everyone reach safely. So everyone goes. There's a runner on first and third now, as Greenhagen advanced to third on that one. And Troost came around to score, as that pitch is going to be thrown down to second base. They get the runner stealing second, but coming home to score is Bennett Greenhagen. And so an interesting play decision there. And they got him thrown out at second base, but maybe not the right decision to go down there. Either way, it's two outs. It's 2-0 now for Boonville. This is the first inning they were hoping for. Doesn't matter how you get the runs if you get them. As Brody Porter steps up to the plate, and it's 1-1 count after he had taken the last pitch. And that pitch will be taken for ball two. Makes it a 2-1 count. Porter at the plate. He's taken the next one, and it's evened up 2-2. Nobody on, two away, 2-2 count to Porter. He swings and sends it back into the fencing. So it will remain 2-2. A lot of pitches here in this first inning for Ryan Lepper. He's definitely hoping to get out of this a lot quicker than he ended up. A swing and a miss, though, and that will finally do it, but not before some runs came across in that inning. Two runs on zero hits. There was one error and nobody left on base. A little bit of an odd box score there, but at the end of one inning, it's 2-0 for Boonville. They lead. We're at a quick break here. When we come back, we've got that second inning of action for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
Hello and welcome back into more Boonville versus Eugene baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas, and it is a 2-0 Boonville lead after they score twice in the opening inning, thanks to a little bit of interesting plays. A score from Dakota Troost, maybe kind of normally on a ground ball that allowed him to come around and score, but maybe more surprisingly, it was the take home from Bennett Greenhagen. After the failed stolen base attempt, that pitch is going to be hit high and fouled by Mason Kempker, who leads off the second inning for Eugene. Eugene was able to get a hit back in that first inning, but we're not able to come around and score as it was a two out, and they get another hit here as Kempker sends it down the left field line. He's rounding first base. He's going into second with a stand-up double to lead off the inning for Eugene. And he celebrates over there with his fly, Eagles fly. And well, if you hit a double like that, feel free to celebrate. Runner on second base. Eugene hoping to make the most of that great positioning and great start to the inning. And first pitch is taken for a strike to Drew Hart. Hart, the center fielder for them today. And that pitch in there for strike number one. Now the pitch, a swing and a miss, and that is strike number three. He goes down on strikes, and that will put Drew Hart back to the dugout. So still a runner on second, but not as good of a situation anymore. You can't just sacrifice him home at this point. Garrett Wood at the plate, the left fielder, and he bunts that one, but it goes foul off the fencing, slightly to the right a little bit. So it's an 0-1 count now to Wood. Evan Bishop still on the mound for Boonville. He's been good so far. Here's the pitch, the bunt attempt. That one again goes basically straight up and hits that kind of arching fencing part right over the home plate area. Now an 0-2 count to Garrett Wood. So almost certainly won't be bunting here on. Looking back to second, now firing, a swing and a miss from Garrett Wood. That's back-to-back strikeout swinging for Evan Bishop after allowing the leadoff double, and that is the way to get things going your way. And now Colin Moeller will step up to the plate. Here's the pitch. That one is in there for strike number one. Makes it an 0-1 count to Moeller. Moeller gets back, set in the box. Here's the pitch from Bishop. It's fouled back high off the fencing. Again, an 0-2 count here. And that is a really good performance so far. If he gets a strike here, that'd be 9 consecutive strikes. He has not thrown a ball this inning. And that's a ball. So the announcer's jinx comes true there. But now there's nothing to jinx, so we'll see what happens. And that's a swing and a miss. And goes down on a strikeout swinging. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout to finish that one after the leadoff double from Mason Koepker. And it ends up resulting in no runs. So no runs on one hit, no errors, one runner left on base, same as the first inning for Eugene, and it remains a 2-0 Boonville lead at the middle of the second inning. We'll hit a quick break here. When we come back, we've got Boonville back up at the plate, trying to add more to their lead. We'll be right back after this on the Show Me Sports Network.
Out of some of your favorite Avon products and haven't seen an Avon brochure in quite some time? No need to worry. Avon Independent Sales Representative Michelle Cartier can help with your Skin So Soft makeup, jewelry, fragrance, and skincare needs. Avon now carries cleaning supplies, clothing, daily essentials, and several small LG electronic items. You now have the opportunity to shop online 24/7 and have your order shipped directly to your front door by shopping with Michelle at mcartier.avonrepresentative.com. Or find her on Facebook by searching Avon Cartier.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Boonville versus Eugene baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today, and just got done with the top of the second, so we're now in the middle of the second inning, entering the bottom, and leading things off for Boonville is going to be Lance Haynes. Boonville scored 2 runs on 0 hits last inning. Started with an error for Dakota Truce to be able to get on base, and then a walk to Bennett Greenhagen, and both of them ended up coming around to score. So here's the leadoff pitch, and that one swung on and sent into right field, running up on it, and he makes the catch in right field, and that is out number one. As that was Colin Moeller who made the play. One pitch, one out. You'll take that if you're Eugene. Doesn't risk a lot as the curveball drops in there. Oh, man, beautiful pitch. Goes to 0-1 as Lucas Schuster is in the box. Schuster's first plate appearance in this one. He's going to take the second pitch curveball, but that one is going to miss inside for ball number one. Makes it a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch, and that one is right in there on the bottom half of the strike zone for a strike looking again. And here's the 1-2 count. Ryan Lepper looking for his second strikeout of the game, and he can't get it as that one's fouled off over the top of the Eugene dugout on the first base sideline. Schuster not going down easy here. He's set in the box. Lepper leans back. He fires, and that's a swing and a miss from Lucas Schuster. He goes down swinging. Second strikeout of the game for Ryan Lepper, and that's the second out of the inning as well. Brings up Abram Taylor. Taylor, the senior for Boonville. He was the designated hitter last game. Here's the pitch. Swung on and skied into center field. Running up on that and making the catch. He had to run a long way for that one. A good play by Drew Hart to be able to grab that one. And that will end the inning. So not too many pitches in that one. And, well, Boonville not able to score either. 0 runs, 0 hits, 0 errors, 0 left on base. It's 2-0 Boonville at the end of two innings. We'll hit a quick break. When we come back, we got that third inning of action for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At the Boone County Journal, we're with you all the way. We know that you're more than just a subscriber. You're an employer. You're a parent. You're a neighbor. Most importantly, you're a community member. It's our goal to provide you with the latest news, sports, opinions, obituaries, classifieds, and more to keep you informed about your community. To find out more about the Boone County Journal or to subscribe, call 573-657-2334 or visit bocojo.com. The Boone County Journal. We're with you all the way.
Well, hello there, and welcome back into today's production of the Show Me Sports Network's broadcast of Boonville versus Eugene Baseball live at Eugene from the Eugene Quad. It's been a fun day so far. Four consecutive broadcasts here has been quite fun for me, although we are reaching the point in day where I've seen the sun rise and seemingly set, although the shadows mostly, as that pitch is swung on first pitch and going over to shortstop or third base and making the play. It's third baseman and quickly retiring Chase Morrow on one pitch. And it'll bring back up the top of the order. It's Sam Schulte for Eugene who steps back up to the plate. Schulte versus Bishop. Bishop fires. Oh, a nice breaking ball right there. That one had a lot of action for the amount of speed that it came across the plate with. And it makes it a 0-1 count. He's ready to go again. And that one swung on, sent into center field. Under it, though, and making the catch is the center fielder for Boonville. And that's, again, quickly two outs. Three pitches, two outs for Evan Bishop, and this might be one of the quicker innings we'll see. Depends on what the pitcher, Ryan Lepper, does at the plate. Pitcher versus pitcher matchup. Here it is, and that one is inside for ball number one. Dropped all the way back to the backstop. Ryan Lepper grounded out to second base his first time up. He's 0 for 1 on the game. Lepper's ready, watches strike one cross the plate. Brings it even 1-1. This is now the second time through the order for everyone, and Bishop still dealing, as that was a swing and a miss from Ryan Lepper. A 1-2 count to the pitcher. It's kind of a half swing. It's made contact with over to shortstop. He might beat out the throw, and he does. Great speed from Lepper, and he's able to leg it out for an infield single. Keeps the inning alive and brings up Cole Bradley. And if you remember, Bradley back in the first inning worked the count full and was able to knock a single out of it, kind of a bloop single. Got him excited, and that one of the three hits so far from Eugene today. They've gotten a few hits in this game. They've had more hits than Boonville has, although they are down on the scoreboard. It's 2-0 Boonville's lead. Boonville doesn't have a hit so far, although they've scored twice. Here's the 1-0 count. It is in there for strike one, evens it 1-1. But Cole Bradley definitely selective with his pitches. We saw that last time. As he sends that one over into the gap between first and second. And that's going to be another single for him. He's 2 for 2 on the game today. And the shortstop comes up big, keeping the inning alive. And now runners on first and second for Eugene. as Leper advances to second base on that, and it brings up Colby Wren to the plate. Wren, the first baseman, his first plate appearance, ended up striking out. So here's the first pitch, and that's going to miss for a ball. It's a 1-0 count to Wren. One of the things that you also see is he also did well working the count. He got it up to 3-2 before he ended up striking out swinging. So it didn't end up all in his favor, but again, did show that he was able to stay disciplined up there, and already showing that here, taking the first two pitches for balls. So now a 2-0 count. Still runners on first and second, two away in the bottom of the second. Or sorry, the top of the third. That pitch is going to be in there for strike number one. Makes it a 2-1 count. Or sorry, yep. Yeah. 2-1. That one swung on, sent over to second base, not able to cleanly field it, so now running over to first base and not quite able to beat out the throw. Nearly an error, but it was not, and that will end the inning. That was no runs, despite there being two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base there in the third inning. That does it for the middle of the third. It sits at 2-0, the Boonville lead. We'll hit a quick break here. When we come back, we got the bottom of the third coming up for you next here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At Centurion Cares, for more than three decades, their focus has been on exceeding customer expectations for contact center software solutions. Their innovative communication solutions include utility interactive voice response software that allows for smart communication features that let your utility deliver superior customer service 24/7. They also provide other streamlined services like automatic call distribution, automated customer callback, reporting, and quality assurance. To find out more about how Centurion Cares can help your business, call them at 727-421-5300 or look them up online at centurioncares.com. Centurion Cares, innovative communication solutions.
Hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Boonville versus Eugene baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today. It is a 2-0 Boonville lead here in the bottom of the third inning, and well, the Pirates scored two runs pretty easily back. Well, not easily, I'd say. They scored them pretty interestingly in the first inning. Didn't have any hits there, but were still able to score twice and build up that lead. Again, it doesn't really matter the way that you score them as long as you're scoring them. But it does beg the question if they'll be able to build any more on this lead. We'll have to see. They still haven't hit through their lineup. Chase Chamberlain is at the plate now. Chamberlain, the second baseman. He takes pitch number one for a ball. This is his first plate appearance before Dakota Troost is on deck. Pitch number two is taken for strike one. Evens the count 1-1. Following Dakota Troost, it's going to be Dakota Williams. That's due up for the Pirates. A swing and a miss. He hung the curveball. It's shot out into left center field, but able to run over and make the catch is the center fielder, Drew Hart. He's been all over it. A great job by him to track that one down and gets Chase Chamberlain out despite some good contact on it. And it brings up Dakota Troost with one away. Well, if you look at the two innings, there were 23 pitches thrown by Ryan Leper back in the first inning, only seven in the second. We'll have to see which kind of inning we're going to get here. First pitch is going to miss to Troost. Troost, a great player for Boonville. That's what we've seen today. And he just shows it off. He sends it into right field, but that one's to the right fielder. He's under it to make the catch. And that's going to be, again, pretty quickly, two away. And now Dakota Troost 0-2 on the game. after performing so well in that first one. He hasn't gotten too lucky in this game, although did reach on the error. Now Dakota Williams steps up to the plate, two away. He's trying to keep the inning alive, and he'll take the first pitch for a ball. Dakota Williams, in his first plate appearance, hit that sac fly out to right field, where it advanced Troost from second to third, and second pitch here is going to be low for ball number two. And the pitch from Leper, again, just barely missing. He's not missing by much on these, but that one was low. And now the count is 3-0 for Dakota Williams. There's a pitch that's in there right on the bottom part of the strike zone and puts it to a 3-1 count. Here's another pitch, and that one's also in there for strike two. And back to a full count, a way to fight back in it for Ryan Leper. Not trying to let up any base runners here. He looks back, he nods to his catcher, and that one's hit well, and that's going to drop for a single in front of the left fielder, and he's going to be staying at first. A nice single with two outs. But again, two outs here. It will be difficult to get him across, but he'll take that. And stepping up to the plate now, it's Bennett Greenhagen. That the first hit of the game for Boonville. Once you know it. Although they have scored twice. It's a 2-0 lead. Getting a leadoff over on first base is Dakota Williams, but he doesn't go anywhere as that pitch will be taken for a strike by Greenhagen. Greenhagen took a walk his first plate appearance and was one of those two runs that ended up coming across to score. Pickoff attempt over at first is not in time, and he'll slide back in there safely. And Greenhagen, in his last plate appearance, he did work the count full before taking that walk. Another pickoff attempt, and that one, oh man, that looked close. Not quite in time to tag him out at first base. They had one of the closest pickoff moves I've seen from the pitcher today, although surprisingly I've seen a couple pickoffs from the catchers throughout the day. Another pickoff attempt. That's three consecutive trying to go over to first base, and, well, fool you three times. I don't, what did they say again? Fool you once? I don't know. Anyways, I'm not great with my sayings. Apologies. As there's an 0-1 swing and a miss from Bennett Greenhagen. Seemed like that was a, oh man, finally you're pitching to me. After trying the pickoff attempt over there. And now time called by Greenhagen. Step back into the batter's box now. He's ready to swing. 0-2 count, taking off for third base on the ball, and a tag out at second base. He got him, caught him stealing on the attempt, and that will end the inning. A great throw from behind the plate from Mason Kempker. Catches him stealing. That's his second caught stealing of the game, and that will finish the inning. So in that one, no runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base, and it is a 2-0 Boonville lead at the conclusion of three innings. We'll hit a quick break here. When we come back, we've got that fourth inning of action for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
There's no better way to celebrate a special event or show someone just how important they are to you than gifting them something handcrafted from Country with a Heart. Handmade in mid-Missouri, Country with a Heart specializes in hand-built woodworking projects for every occasion. Their design collection includes children's furniture, doll furniture, household items, holiday decor, outdoor decorations, custom projects, and everything in between. To view their full inventory of projects, visit countrywithaheart.com and find them on Facebook by joining the Country with a Heart group page.
Hey, Hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Boonville versus Eugene baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call, and we're here in the top of the fourth inning. It's a 2-0 Boonville lead. Eugene has threatened. They keep getting those base runners on. They get a lot of hits, but haven't been able to score. Four hits in the game so far, a hit in each inning. They got two last inning, but again, nobody scored. First pitch is a called strike to Mason Kempker. Kempker just ended that last inning with a caught stealing as running up on that and making a diving snag as the second baseman. A great catch by Chamberlain, and he gets Mason Kempker out. And that's one away. Tough play to make, and it brings up Drew Hart. Hart, a lefty here. He takes the first pitch for strike number one. Good pitches so far from Evan Bishop. Looking to keep this shutout going as long as he can, as that one's fouled right back into the fencing. Brings it to an 0-2 count. Now getting set back up and on the mound, he fires. It's in there for strike three. Looking, put it in the books backwards as Drew Hart goes down on strikes. His second strikeout of the game, and Evan Bishop's fifth strikeout of the game. Now it brings up Garrett Wood to the plate. Garrett Wood, the left fielder for the Eagles. First pitch is high. Wood ended up striking out in his first plate appearance. Struck out swinging as part of those three consecutive strikeouts from Bishop. That pitch low and away brings the count 2-0. So a good start to this plate appearance. But Evan Bishop not looking to take him easy. Here's the windup. It's in there for strike one, right on that outside edge. A good spot to be throwing that pitch. Two outs in this inning. Eugene looking to stay alive. That one's grounded over to shortstop. Takes a hop, but he's able to grab it. Throw over to first. It's in time, and that is 1-2-3 inning for Evan Bishop. A good way to go for Boonville. And in that one, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's 2-0, the Boonville lead at the middle of the fourth inning. Halfway through the game here, we'll hit a quick break. And when we come back, we've got the bottom of the fourth for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
The following public service announcement is brought to you by the Eddie Goodell Society, Jefferson City Chapter 10, doing little things to make a big difference.
Want to make a big difference in your community? Be kind to others, drive safely, and put litter in its proper place.
Join us in celebrating Eddie Goodell's historic Major League appearance as a member of the St. Louis Browns by doing something nice for someone today.
Take a walk, Eddie!
Well, hello and welcome back into more baseball coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas on the call of Boonville versus Eugene. Both of them are 2-0 in the Eugene quad entering this game, so the winner of this will effectively be the champion of the Eugene quad. Both of them looking to hold that mantle here, as leading off for Boonville is going to be Bennett Greenhagen. He had ended last inning at the plate. It was a 1-2 count as he took a ball, but then the throw down to second caught Dakota Williams stealing second. Here's the pitch. That pitch is high and will result in ball number one. New count to Greenhagen. As again, he ended last inning at the plate. He walked in his first plate appearance. That pitch is in there for strike number one. Brings it even 1-1. And yeah, Greenhagen, he ended up scoring that run on an odd play where they tried to catch the runner stealing second. They did catch him stealing second, but that allowed him to take home and score the run. That pitch is going to be called a ball as he held up on the check swing. So now the count 2-1. He fires, and that is fouled straight back over the fencing. And again, it's even 2-2. Bennett Greenhagen looking to get on base again. He's seen a lot of pitches in this game. Filled the count back his first plate appearance, then saw three last inning. He fouls that one again, even though he didn't end up finishing his plate appearance last inning. He still did take those pitches. So he's seen a total of 14 pitches, and he'll be seeing his 15th right here in just his second plate appearance. Here's the 2-2. That's well outside for ball number three, and now the count is full 3-2. And you talk about, you know, him seeing his 16th pitch upcoming here. Ryan Lepper has only thrown 50. So he's seen almost a quarter of his pitches as that's hit into left field, diving and not quite able to make the catch. A tough try by Garrett Wood, not able to make the highlight snag, and instead that's going to be a leadoff single for Bennett Greenhagen, really having a good game here so far, has seen the ball well and had some strong plate appearances, and now he's that lead runner. And stepping up to the plate, it's Isaiah Hauptmann. He grounded out. Well, he grounded into a force out, one of those fielder's choices back in the first inning. And then he got caught stealing second as part of that run that I was describing a little earlier. Pitch is in there for strike number one, brings it to an 0-1 count. That pitch is going to miss outside for ball number one, brings it even 1-1. Ryan Lepper on the mound, looks him down, and tries the pickoff attempt over at first base, but not going to be in time to catch Greenhagen. He dives in there safely. And now the pitch, that's swung on and sent well foul into the trees back on the left field side. Third base side, well foul. It's a 1-2 count now to Hauptmann. Looking back at home, Lepper, he gets set. He throws it just high, and it's now even 2-2. Hauptmann seeing some pitches well along with that. Really raising that pitch count as much as possible. Pitch there is going to miss for ball number three as well. Had Mason Kempker jumping up to block that one. A good block to be able to save that from going across and having the runner advance, but now potentially a double play. It's hit over to second. 4-6-3, not quite. They're going to say he's safe over at first base. Good running by Isaiah Hauptmann to avoid the double play. It was nearly one, but instead it will just be the force out at second. Here's the pitch. That one is low and outside for ball number one against Brody Porter. Brody Porter now at the plate. He struck out swinging his first time at bat. Pitch here is going to be inside for ball number two. Quickly a 2-0 count. He was able to work the count last time to 2-2 and fought off a pitch, but ended up going down on those strikes. Now he's ahead in the count. Here's the pitch. It's swung on and hit high, but foul and out of play. So now he gets it 2-1. Runner still on first base. That pitch is in there for strike number two. A good pitch from Lepper. Very important at this situation with the runner on first base and only one out. Here's the pitch to Porter. He swings and sends that into right field, but foul. Right across that right field line. And could have been danger. But it does end up falling foul, so it will remain a 2-2 count to Porter. Porter trying to make this an exciting inning. Still 2-0 Boonville, but they don't really feel too comfortable with that. As the breaking ball is going to be hit into center field, it's going to drop for a hit as the runner advances to second base. And now a runner on first and second after the single from Brody Porter. Isaiah Hauptmann moves over to second base. He's the runner. And now Lance Haynes steps up to the plate. Haynes, the catcher for today's game for Boonville. Leper gets set. He sends it up, and that one's popped up in the infield, trailing back to second baseman, and he can't corral it, but it's going to be the infield fly rule, so it doesn't matter. It will still be an out. And it will go in the books as if he caught it. So Lance Haynes goes down on the pop out. And now that's two away with runners on first and second. And Lucas Schuster steps up to the plate. Schuster has a runner in scoring position, so would love to be able to move him across the plate if he can. Here's the pitch. Oh, a nice off speed. And a swing and a miss for Lucas Schuster. He's down in the count 0-1. Schuster struck out his first plate appearance, struck out swinging back in the second inning. Pitch, he swings on it, and it's, oh, an odd hop and a bad angle from the shortstop. Crossing third and going home. That's another run as Isaiah Hauptmann comes around to score, and it's 3-0 Boonville. A poor angle from Cole Bradley trying to come up on it and make the play, and instead it's going to result in the error and a run coming across home. That pitch, first pitch, swung on and lined to shortstop as Abram Taylor, first pitch swinging, he goes down, and that will conclude the inning. But in that inning, Boonville scores again. They scored one run on two hits and one error while leaving two runners on base. So at the end of the fourth inning, it's 3-0 Boonville. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we've got the top of the fifth inning for you as Eugene looks to start their claw back here at home. We'll be right back after this.
Since 2018, Hahn Custom Laser Engraving LLC has been specializing in all things custom, using large format, high powered lasers with some of the most advanced technologies on the market. Anything can become a canvas. The state of the art system makes quick work of custom engraving on cups, glass, tile, wood, acrylic, metal, headstones with endless possibilities. They also offer custom one of a kind signs that are sure to make your design stand out. Find them on Facebook at Hahn Custom Laser Engraving or call 573-489-8732 to find out more. Hahn Custom Laser Engraving LLC, a veteran-owned business.
Hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Boonville versus Eugene baseball. I'm Austin Thomas, and Colin Moeller will start at the plate, lead things off as he will take first pitch strike from Evan Bishop. Eugene, they've had some hits. They had a hit in each of the first three innings. Last inning they went down 1-2-3. However, that pitch way high and inside for the head of Moeller. And brings the count even at 1-1. A little lucky that pitch didn't come a little shorter down and hit him. So here comes the pitch. That one is sent back into the netting, or into the fencing, I should say. Brings the count 1-2. Three nothing lead for Boonville. Here's the pitch. He swings and sends it high, but foul behind the plate. So it remains 1-2. Moeller staying alive. Moeller ended up striking out swinging in that first plate appearance back in the second inning. He doesn't want to do that again, and swings and fouls it off of his footing. And he'll remain in the box. So still a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. It's in there for strike three. Caught him looking at it. And Moeller goes back to the bench. First out of the inning. And another strikeout. That's the sixth strikeout of the game for Evan Bishop. Chase Morrow now at the plate. He grounded out in his first plate appearance. He was swinging first pitch back at last plate appearance and does again there. But this time he swings and misses. He ended up grounding out on the first pitch last time, and now he makes contact with the second pitch, fouls it backwards, and quickly an 0-2 count. He's swung at every pitch he's faced this game. With the 0-2 count, it'll be interesting to see what Bishop chooses. He shakes off his catcher and fires. It's just missing. That strike zone brings the count to a 1-2 count. First pitch, Morrow hasn't swung at. And the smart one, and a tough one to take as well. Here's the 1-2. He swings and misses right through it. And that is out number two. Second strikeout of the inning. Seventh strikeout for Evan Bishop in the game as we are in the top of the fifth inning. Brings back up the top of the order, and Sam Schulte steps back into the batter's box. Third time through the order now as first pitch is taken for strike number one on the breaking ball. Well, if you can get through the batting order at least twice, you're doing something right for a starting pitcher as that pitch is taken high for ball one. Evan Bishop doing very well so far. Shut out baseball through 4 2/3. Here's the pitch. That is low for ball number two. Brings the count 2-1. Sam Schulte, he flew out both of his times. Well, the first pitch, he ended up lining out over to the second base, and that pitch swung on and again lined over to second base, and that will end the inning. Well, history does repeat itself in that case as, well, Schulte can't quite get on base in this one, and that ends the top of the fifth inning. At the end of that one, zero runs, zero hits, zero errors, zero left on base. They go down 1-2-3, and it remains 3-0 for Boonville. We'll hit a quick break, and when we come back, we've got the bottom of the fifth for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At Hallsville School District, our educators do more than just teach. Lives are being shaped for the future before they even enter a classroom. For students to succeed, it takes an entire district-wide team. Join Hallsville School District's team today, now offering competitive salaries and benefits for all positions. Visit hallsville.org and click on the employment link under Our District tab.
Welcome back into more baseball for you. High school baseball. It's Eugene versus Boonville at the Eugene Quad. Both teams, again, 2-0 in this one in the Eugene Quad. They're hoping to win the whole thing. It's the final game of the quadruple header that we've been broadcasting from the Show Me Sports Network today. And at the plate now, it'll be Boonville, who holds a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the fifth. Starting things off, it's going to be Chase Chamberlain. Chamberlain ended that last inning by catching a liner from Sam Schulte. He's had quite a bit of work defensively in this game, seeing a lot of things hit to him, but he's been good. Now he'll see if he can replicate that at the plate after his first one flying out to center field. This time he flies out to right field. He made good contact with it, but it is right at the right fielder. So he will go down after his first pitch swinging. And then it brings back the top of the order, Dakota Troost, who's 0-for-2 on the game today, but did reach on the error back in the first inning. He flew out to right field his last time at bat. This pitch is going to miss for ball number one, brings it to a 1-0 count. And Troost hits that one over to shortstop. 6-3, that will do him. And he is 0-for-3 in the game today. Tough turn for him, but it hasn't hurt the team as they lead 3-0. So it'll bring up Dakota Williams, who is now 1-for-1 on the game. He singled his last plate appearance, and he had a sacrifice fly back in the first inning. He'll look to see if he can get on base again as that's hit into left field and diving for the play, and he made the diving catch. What a play by Garrett Wood in left field to end the inning. A beautiful dive, perfectly timed, and that is exactly how you do it. And a four-pitch inning. You don't see that all too often. But at the end of that one, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And that will end the fifth inning. 1-2-3, and to the sixth inning we go. It's 3-0 Boonville. Eugene doesn't have too many chances left, but one of those comes up next. You're listening to the Show Me Sports Network. We'll be right back after this.
Last Sentinel Firearms is your federally licensed and registered Type 7 FFL manufacturer dealer in Missouri, providing quality products to all types of sports enthusiasts, law enforcement, and individuals across the nation. Orders are currently being fulfilled, offering custom-built pistols and rifles from the AR platform made right here in Missouri. Visit their website at lastsentinelfirearms.com or call them at 417-684-7202 to find out what they've got for you. Last Sentinel Firearms, you are your last line of defense.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Eugene versus Boonville baseball. You're on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas, and we're in the top of the sixth inning. It's a 3-0 Boonville lead. The pitchers have been phenomenal for both teams so far. Despite three runs allowed, it's still a really good performance, I would say, from Ryan Lepper. But on the mound right now, it's Evan Bishop, who has a shutout going through five innings. He's also at 69 pitches after that first pitch missed. He's now sent the count to 2-0 against Ryan Lepper, who's at the plate. His third plate appearance, his first one, he grounded out, and last time he hit a single. Got stranded at second. That pitch, a swing and a miss. Strike number one. So Ryan Lepper's 1-for-2 on the day against the other pitcher, and Evan Bishop. Here's the 2-1. It's swung on. He sends it into left field, and right under it to make the play is the left fielder for Boonville, and that is out number one. And it brings up Cole Bradley, the shortstop. Bradley, he's 2-for-2 on the game today. Both of them singles, and hit one in the first inning, hit one in the third inning. He's been pretty good so far. See if he can keep it up as he swings first pitch and sends it foul down the third base side. Brings the count 0-1 now. Evan Bishop getting back up on the mound. He's hoping to have an efficient inning here so that he can try and complete the game. Although his pitch count is getting a little high, as that one was fouled back into the fencing, brings it 0-2. His pitch count was at 68 entering the inning. That was his 74th pitch of the game. He just threw right there, which for where he's at is about what you'd expect. As the pitch is in there, caught him looking on strike three on the outside edge. A great pitch, and Cole Bradley goes down on strikes. And that is the second out of the inning and the eighth strikeout of the game for Evan Bishop. And heck, he might be on track for one of those double-digit strikeout performances that you love to see from a pitcher, as that is low for ball number one. Still got a bit of a ways to go, but he's looking good so far. Here's the 1-0. He swings and misses. It's Colby Wren at the plate. Brings it 1-1. Colby Wren, 0-for-2 in the game today. He has a strikeout as well. Struck out back in the first inning. That pitch is in there for strike two. Brings it 1-2. Colby Wren ended up grounding out to second base his last time at the plate. Here's the pitch. That pitch high for ball number two. He's seen quite a few pitches this game as well. Definitely has been able to work the count a little bit. Worked it full on that strikeout before swinging and missing. And saw four pitches in the ground out. This time he fouls it back into the fencing. That was his fifth pitch that he's seen in this plate appearance. So he's got a sixth one coming up at least. But you can definitely tell that he's good at seeing pitches. It's the 2-2 count. Bishop nods to his catcher. He fires, and it's inside and low for ball number three, and the count is full. Colby Wren looking to get on base for the first time today and start maybe a little bit of a rally here. It is only a 3-0 game, so I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility to come back from. And that's the way to start a comeback, is by knocking a single in between short and third, and it gets into left field, and he's up to first base and hoping to start a little bit of something. It'll bring up Mason Kempker, the catcher, with a hope to move him along the base paths. Colby Wren gets his leadoff. Bishop fires towards Kempker, and the slider is in there for strike one. So now the 0-1 to Kempker. Kempker doubled in his first plate appearance. And that's a big swing and a miss. And now an 0-2 count. But he had that big double back in the second inning to lead things off. But in his last plate appearance, he ended up flying out. Well, he was kind of a pop out to second base. And he'll take that pitch for ball number one. Makes it 1-2. So Kempker 1-for-2, but does have that double, so you like to see extra base hits on there. Although, unfortunately for Eugene, they haven't been able to score. Here's the pitch. That's a half swing and a miss. And I'm going to say he did not go around on that. Was able to hold back. So a 2-2 count. He kind of walked forward towards that one, and it made it look like he actually went around, but the umpires will say that he didn't. And yeah, I definitely can tell. Sometimes that is difficult to be able to gauge whether he actually went around or not. So here's the 2-2. It's a swing sent over to third base. Cleanly fielded, throw over, and that will do it for the inning. So a ground out ends it, and, well, Evan Bishop threw six innings of shutout baseball after allowing no runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base there in the sixth. It's 3-0 the Boonville lead. At the middle of the sixth, we'll hit a quick break here. And when we come back, got the bottom of the sixth coming up for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Hi, I'm retired Army Sergeant Trent Dirks, and I want to tell you about an organization that saved and changed my life forever. Retrieving Freedom provides highly trained service dogs to veterans with disabilities and children with autism absolutely free of charge, thanks to the generous donations and support from people just like you. Experts from Retrieving Freedom help throughout the entire process, from fostering programs through service dog placement. Retrieving Freedom gave me the skilled service dog Tracer, who has been my best friend and my lifeline. To find out more about how you can get involved, volunteer, foster, or to donate, visit their website, RetrievingFreedom.org. Retrieving Freedom, changing lives through the training and placement of service dogs for veterans with disabilities and children with autism.
Hello and welcome back into more high school baseball coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas as Eugene takes on Boonville in the Eugene Quad, and Boonville currently leads 3-0 and step back up to the plate here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's been a good one so far. Good pitching from both sides. But we're going to see if Ryan Lepper can keep it going. He's entering back into the game. He's staying in here in the sixth inning. He had 71 pitches entering this inning, so we'll have to see if he'll stay on for the entire thing or how long he'll stay on. Leading things off for Boonville is going to be Bennett Greenhagen. So here's the pitch. That one is low, but in there for strike number one against Greenhagen. And Greenhagen, he's 1-for-1 on the game today. He had a single his last time at bat and took a walk all the way back in the first inning. He ended up coming across to score. And now he gets set back up in the batter's box. So here's the 0-2. It is missing for ball number one. Brings it back to a 1-2 count. Lepper trying to work up his strikeout numbers. He's only got two throughout the game, but has pitched pretty well, I would say, despite the three runs on the board. Not entirely sure how many of those were earned runs. That ball misses for ball number two, brings it even 2-2. Here's the pitch. That one is just missing outside, and it brings the count full 3-2. So here's the pitch, swing, and it's going over to shortstop. He throws to first base, and that is in time. The first base coach was trying to claim that he stepped off the bag, but they will call him out there, and that will be the first out of this sixth inning for Boonville. Isaiah Hauptmann at the plate as the pitch from Lepper is well high, and it's ball one. So here's the 1-0. It is inside and low for ball two, brings it to a 2-0 count. That pitch is also going to miss outside, and it is quickly 3-0 against Hauptmann. Hauptmann, the lefty here. He's got the pink tape on the black bat. He's got the socks on the outside of his pants, says he'll take ball number four, and that is a 4-0 walk for Hauptmann, and we'll see if there is a mound visit, and there indeed will be a mound visit, but will he stay out there is the question. Lepper is definitely getting up there in pitch count. He's at 81 pitches on the game today. The question is, how does he feel? And will they take him out of this one? He's been pitching pretty well, inducing a lot of poor contact. When you look at the runs that scored across, it was on a, well, you go back to the fourth inning. It was, you know, a runner that had gotten on to first base on a single. Then he advanced to second on the single, and he came home to score on an error. And that is what sent him home for the game. So, you look at that, that's not an earned run. Back in the first inning, I don't believe that a error that starts off the game would have been a run. So he's allowed one earned run over his 5 1/3 innings so far. Here's the pitch. That one is in there for... Oh, they're going to say that one's inside for ball number one. Brody Porter at the plate. 1-0 count. That pitch is going to be in there for strike one, though. So he evens it up. Brody Porter is 1-for-2 on the game today. He singled his last plate appearance, and he'll take that one for ball two. Brings it to a 2-1 count. His first plate appearance, he struck out swinging, but did pull six pitches. And a pickoff attempt over to first base. It's a wild throw. It's into the fencing and taking off for second base. And he gets off the bag. He doesn't slide, and he misses it. And he's tagged out. Isaiah Hauptmann gets caught taking second base. That'll go down as a caught stealing. And that's the second out of the inning. And now Brody Porter could be the final batter if everything goes well, as that one's hit into right field, trailing under it and making the catch is the right fielder. So it ends up being a 3-up, 3-down inning. And Ryan Lepper gets out of that one. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And that will do it. For the sixth, it's 3-0 Boonville. Last chance for Eugene coming up in the top of the seventh here. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got that final bit of action for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Creating custom, handcrafted woodworking projects has never been easier. Become a member of Sawdust Studios and enjoy 24/7 access to a woodworker's paradise. Outfit with industry-leading professional-grade tools, Sawdust Studios offers endless woodworking possibilities. Don't have woodworking experience? No problem, as Sawdust Studios offers affordable classes from a community of woodworkers, experienced designers, and master craftsmen. Youth classes are also offered for those junior woodworkers. For more information, search Sawdust Studios on Facebook or find them online at Sawdust247.com. Sawdust Studios, your community woodshop.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you, now more than ever.
The Southern Boone School District is hiring part-time bus drivers for round athletics and activities with no experience necessary. Our drivers enjoy flexible work hours, paid on-site CDL training, and paid time off, all while helping our community. The position offers competitive pay. Go visit sbschools.us/employment.
We need you!
Hello and welcome back into more Boonville versus Eugene baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network. It is the seventh inning. It is 3-0 Boonville, and they look to close it out here. Evan Bishop has been going six scoreless, and he's looking to go for the complete game as Boonville leads in the final inning. Evan Bishop has been phenomenal, although he's all the way up at 87 pitches, so he's got to be getting near that limit. And there might be a pitch count limit that his coach has given him of, well, maybe he's given him a clean 100. We'll have to see exactly. But he's got to be trying to get this efficiently, because I'd have to imagine that he's getting close to that pitch count limit. He misses the first pitch for a ball, as that is well hit into center field, but under it to make the catch is the center fielder. And that's out number one of the inning. Stepping up to the plate now, it's Garrett Wood, the left fielder. That's one away. Seventh inning. Only two outs to go to get three runs and try and tie this thing up. It starts with Garrett Wood, and a swing and a miss on a pitch that was below the zone. And Garrett Wood struck out swinging his first time at the plate. And then he grounded out to second base as that pitch is called strike two. So Wood is 0 for 2. He's looking to improve on that. Pitch here is swung on and fouled off of the foot, I believe is what they're going to call. Although he ran all the way down to first base, so they're going to call it a foul ball. Garrett Wood swung and kind of hit off of his foot right there, which would be a foul ball. So here's the 0-2. He swings and sends it right to the shortstop, who makes the play. A great snag there by Bennett Greenhagen. And that is the second out of the inning. Well, the 10-strikeout game is almost certainly not going to happen from Evan Bishop now, as he's only at 8, would have needed 2. Although technically you could have a dropped strike 3. So it's not impossible, but here's the first pitch, and that one is going to go in there for strike number 1. It's an 0-1 count to Colin Moeller. 2 outs here as the hat comes off of Evan Bishop as he fires it and misses for ball number 1. Evan Bishop is at 95 pitches. This will be his 96th of the game. He's gone 6 2/3 scoreless. Can he finish it out? It's a 1-1 count. That's in there for strike 2. He's one strike away from finishing the complete game shutout. And Moeller, looking at him, he struck out his 2 plate appearances. He struck out swinging his first time, struck out looking his last time. Bishop nods to his catcher. He fires. It is just outside for ball number 2. And I think the entire Boonville side thought that was strike 3. As you could hear a collective groan from their fan section. Here's the 2-2. It swung on and fouled backwards. Moeller stays alive. Able to keep it going. He did work the count last time, but ended up staring at a strike 3. Doesn't want to do that again. Here's the 2-2. Moeller watches the third ball go across. Missed low. And that's 6th pitch of the plate appearance. 7th pitch here is in there. Strike 3 looking. And Evan Bishop completes the game with a shutout. And what a way to finish it. With the 3-2 count called strike 3, and that does it for the game. The final score here, Boonville 3-0 for Eugene. That inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And looking back at the game, it was a 100-pitch game exactly for Evan Bishop. Looking at the statistics, going through kind of each player, let's go ahead and start with Eugene here in the post-game show for the game. And Sam Schulte, the leadoff batter, he went 0 for 3 in the game for Eugene. Ryan Lepper, he went 1 for 3 from the plate with a single. Cole Bradley went 2 for 3 with 2 singles and a strikeout. Colby Wren went 1 for 3 in the game with a single and a strikeout. Mason Koepker, he went 1 for 3 in the game with a double. Drew Hart went 0 for 3 in the game with 2 strikeouts. Garrett Wood went 0 for 3 in the game with 1 strikeout. Colin Moeller went 0 for 3 in the game with 3 strikeouts. And Chase Morrow went 0 for 2 in the game with 1 strikeout. Overall, Evan Bishop, 7 innings pitched, 3 hits allowed, 0 runs. He also walked a total of 0 batters. That is incredibly impressive. No free passes in the entire game. No hit by pitches, no walks. That is incredible to see. He ended the game with 9 strikeouts and just a phenomenal appearance from him, and faced 26 batters, all 26 that Eugene sent to the plate. On the other side of things, you did actually see a complete game from Ryan Lepper on the mound. He got up there in the pitch count. He threw 85 pitches throughout the game. He went six innings pitched of three-run baseball. Only one earned run, though. He allowed also just three hits in that game. So maybe a little bit of a surprise there to kind of see him so low. Also, going back to Bishop, correction on that, he allowed five hits through seven innings, not three hits like I had initially mentioned. Ryan Lapper actually allowed less hits, only three hits in that game, although he did offer up a free pass, two free passes to be exact. He had two walks, no hit by pitches, which is nice to see for him, and two strikeouts in the game, no balks, and along with that, no wild pitches in that game. He faced a total of 23 batters throughout the game, and that was his stat line. Looking at the batters for Boonville, Dakota Troost went 0-for-3 on the game, but did reach on an error and ended up scoring a run. Dakota Williams went 1-for-2 in the game. He hit a sac fly and hit a single, then got caught stealing. Bennett Greenhagen, he went 1-for-2 in the game with a walk and a run scored and a single. Isaiah Hotman went 0-for-2 in the game with an RBI and a caught stealing with a walk. Brody Porter went 1-for-3 in the game with a strikeout and a single. Lance Haynes went 0-for-2 in the game. Lucas Schuster went 0-for-2 in the game with a strikeout and reached on an error. Abram Taylor went 0-for-2 in the game. Chase Chamberlain went 0-for-2 in the game. And that is your stat line. So once again, that was the quick postgame show. A really good performance on the mound from both pitchers. But it was Boonville who ended up on top. 3-0 the final score. And once again, thank you so much for tuning into the game today. And hopefully you did enjoy this. And if you tuned into any of our other coverage as well, thank you so much. This has been the Show Me Sports Network. And for myself and the entire rest of the crew, thank you so much. And have a phenomenal rest of your day.
Been listening to the biggest and absolute best game coverage in mid-Missouri on the exclusive home for area high school baseball, the Show Me Sports Network. Blake Gazaway and the broadcast crew are the ones that know your team the best. Exclusive coverage of area high school baseball has been brought to you by
Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms,
Retrieving Freedom,
and Sawdust Studios.
We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Join us anytime on the web at showmesportsnetwork.com or find us on Facebook by searching the Show Me Sports Network. The Show Me Sports Network, your exclusive home for area high school baseball.
Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The preceding was an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and was a high-fidelity all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.